Hello.
Hey, Miss Rachel, it's so good to hear from you. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We've been trying to reach Mr. Timothy. Is he okay?
I don't have his phone. That's why you probably haven't been able to reach him.
Oh, no wonder. Because we call, and even when we try to leave a voicemail, it's saying that his voice box is full and not taking messages.
Okay. I don't think he knows how to do any of that.
Oh, okay. So basically they're trying to get a hold of you guys because the state we put in the provider change, remember? You and I back in the 29th of December.
And we need to switch him over. He went to what do you call it? He went over to Inspire, and they're not doing anything for him, and he's only got like 13 hours a week,
Yeah,
and
that's what.
that's no way enough time to do what he needs to do.
Right.
But they said that since I'm his sister, I can't work for in-home for him.
Who told you that you can't work for him?
That's what the lady at Inspire said. Since I was his sister, I can't, and he can only do CDS. He can't have in-home care.
He can't have CDS. Let me check his care plan. Let me see.
Okay.
Has your has is your brother coherent? Can he make his own decisions?
He can, but he don't make good ones.
Okay, that's your per like I get it that he doesn't make good decisions, right? But what we're looking for is a level of coherency. Is he able to self-direct his own care, basically?
Yes, he can do
Okay.
that, but I
As
have to
long as
tell
he
him what
can
to
do
do.
that, whatever decisions he makes privately, that's on him, okay? Let's just
Okay.
check to see. Because if he is coherent, he's self-directive, there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to meet the criteria for
Okay, let
self-direction.
me ask you something. So, what? How many hours maximum can he get for like CDS?
I'm not sure what's the threshold for that. The state would be better able to, answer that question for you as far as the hours, because every patient is unique. But I think
Okay.
it's a little under 6 hours a day. So he has 208 units. Yeah, remember when we opened up his care plan and I told you he had a lot of wiggle room for growth? We put in a
Right.
request for a unit increase, and Miss Becky has been trying to reach you to go over that with you, but I don't know why you guys didn't seem to touch base, okay? So let's see what we have here right now. Yeah, Inspire took over. Oh, they took over recently.
We want to ditch them.
You see what happened, Rachel, is that when you and I put in the request and the state called you, you went ahead and chose another agency, and this is what happens. So
Okay.
now we got to call them again and we have to put in a new request, and you got to stick with me until we complete this process together.
Okay.
Because if you keep switching from agency to agency, he's going to be the one to suffer because he's never going to get no consistency and help, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to place you in a brief hold and we're going to call the state. Is he with you right now?
No, I don't know where he's at. He don't have his phone with him.
Okay, because they're going to ask to speak to him to verify this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in the request again online. It's the
Okay.
easiest way to do it without having to get confirmation from the patient. And I need you to write down our information so when the state calls, you choose the right agency. He chooses the right agency this time, okay?
Can you email me that? Because I'm driving right now. I can't
What's
write
your
it down.
email? What's your email?
M as in Mary, I as in India. M as in Mary, I as in India. PAWA, P as in Paul, AWA75 at Gmail.
So that's mini power 75 at Gmail.
Yep.
All right, Rebecca, hang in there, okay? I'm gonna send you the information that you need,
Okay.
and then I'm gonna put the request online, okay? Welcome
Okay,
back.
thank
Don't
you.
leave me this time. All right.
Okay, so can I ask you this?
Yes.
So why won't the state let one of his family members work for him for in-home care?
I see here that he has CDS. I don't know why they're not letting you or any of his family, but
Well,
he
they're
has.
letting me do it, but they told me that if he went to, I mean, that he couldn't get 6 hours a day. They said he could only get like 13 a week.
Right. So what happens is that we have to tell the state and show them that he needs an increase in time, but there
Okay.
has to be a need for it. So what you're gonna do is before the state calls you and you make the changes, you're gonna call me so that I can guide you on how to do the increase because you need to know what you're doing. to get an increase. All right. And that's when I come in. Okay, but I'm only going to teach you that if you come over to us. I'm not going to teach you that and then you choose the next agency, all right? Because then that's their jobs to do that, all right?
Okay.
All right. Well, welcome back, Miss Rebecca. I'm going to send you the information that you need, all right? Hang in there.
Okay,
and
thank you.
All right, choose wisely this time, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.